We're approaching on the third anniversary here of Peace Tree Brewing. You guys are celebrating it this Saturday. And first of all, just kind of recap another big year of growth at Peace Tree, how things have been going for you.
Sure. You know, we've just been making more beer, making some different varieties. I think the big news this year has been we expanded into Nebraska and then later in the year expanded into Kansas. So those have given us some new markets to go into and kind of expand our product outside of Iowa.
Yeah. And really that growth, do you guys expect that to continue evolving then over the next couple of years?
Yeah, we do. Our big push this year is just to get our production up to a barrel level. We'll probably be going into Minnesota later this spring. And then we're also doing some contract brewing. The brewery where Joe was previously, Cold Spring, had some capacity, and we've been wanting to try cans. And so they're going to do a 300-barrel batch of Sidekick Kolsch, and we'll be canning that probably in April and have that out and available. We think it'll be a really nice segue into a summer beer, something people can, you know, pack a little easier, take with them when they're out for recreational activities. It'll be great for the summer music festival season, that sort of thing. So
yeah, talk a little bit about that decision to go into cans a little bit, see what that's like. Is this something that you maybe are exploring more in the future as well in terms of the other beers you guys produce?
Right now we're just trying it with the Sidekick Kolsch. We wanted to just kind of see how it went. There's a lot of talk in the craft beer industry about moving to cans. They chill a little faster, they're easier to ship, they're actually a little better for the beer, they seal better, you don't get any air in, and obviously they can't get any light in there, and so it can really be a good way to preserve the beer, especially for small breweries where we don't filter, we don't pasteurize. On the flip side, there's a lot of, you know, stigma attached to cans. People kind of think of it as cheaper beer, or people who aren't into the craft beers, you know, haven't quite come full circle with it. So it's kind of just our test market. We'll see how it goes. You know, will we do something else? Maybe. At this point, we're just kind of throwing it out there and see what happens. But we feel like the Sidekick Kolsch will be a great, you know, entry beer into the cans, just because it is a lighter, crisper, good beer that'd be great on a golf course or out boating, those sorts of things.
You talked about increasing your production. Is that pretty challenging in terms of the size constraints that you guys still are at?
Yeah, you know, we probably won't be adding any new equipment. It's just going to be a matter of getting flow through, going a little faster, kind of looking at our processes and trying to, you know, trim things down as much as possible, make sure we're not waiting on materials or make sure we're not waiting overnight for something to carbonate if we can get it happening a little faster. So just all those little things, kind of lean projects or Kaizen type projects that we can do to move product through a little faster but still keep quality very high.
Also this Saturday, there's an event that's going on to kind of help celebrate the third anniversary. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Traditionally, we've kind of said that March 19th is our anniversary date, St. Joseph's Day, the traditional blessing of the Bock. This year, the way the weekend falls, we decided to do it Saturday. We will be releasing a special beer that Joe's been holding on to for a while. It's our Hop Sutra Double IPA. It's been aged in a Cedar Ridge rum barrel, and then he also dry hopped it with Citra hops at the end. So it's going to be nice and hoppy, have a lot of that rum and oak flavors to it. From what he's told me, he did sample it the other day. It's turned out really, really nice. So we'll be releasing that day. And then we also have live music that night at 8 p.m. with Rin Dowdy, an artist from the Des Moines area, been really popular in the tap room. And we're doing that at No Cover this weekend, just as a gift back to our customers and patrons and to say thanks for all their support.
I'm sure people are wondering when that beer will be tapped as well.
We'll tap it in the afternoon, sometime. I think probably around 2 o'clock.
When I've been in there personally into Peace Tree, you know, it's become a destination for a lot of people to drive people into Knoxville, and that's got to be a pretty enlightening thing after 3 years here.
Yeah, you know, last summer, fall, we finally got a guest book. We'd been talking about it for 2 years and just never did it. And it's really interesting to look through that guest book and see where people are coming from. I'm always amazed at the amount of travelers we get in from out of town and out of state. So that's been a lot of fun. You know, people do come there just as the destination. We also get people who are driving through on Interstate 80, realize, you know, with their mobile phones that there's a brewery nearby and will make the side trip. I think we've done, you know, some other fun things, like we've had trivia nights. We've been doing those every other week, and that's drawn a huge crowd. It's kind of amazing. I think, you know, sometimes we forget people are just looking for something fun to do. So trivia night's been a lot of fun. We do it with teams, and the tap room's been packed. And then actually Thursday night, we're doing our second installment of Bring Your Own Vinyl, and Taylor Evans has been great about spinning records that people bring in and just kind of a throwback to that great sound that comes off a record player you don't quite get with the modern disc technology anymore.
A couple of things I wanted to touch on. How are you guys preparing for Rag Bry? I imagine that's probably a pretty big process. Is that changing how you guys package and bottle things too, or anything like that?
No, you know, I think we always had Ragbri on our radar, whether it was coming to Knoxville or not. There's some opportunities for us all across the state in the overnight towns and the pass-through towns. That was one reason why the cans were kind of an attractive thing. They're, you know, a great format for things like Ragbri. We are thrilled that it's actually coming to Knoxville. I don't think we have any specific plans yet. We're kind of waiting to see what the city is doing and what the Chamber of Commerce is doing, and then we can work ourselves around that plan. We don't want to get in the way of anything. But I think it's just going to be a fantastic time to, you know, celebrate Knoxville, show a lot of other Iowans and a lot of people from around the country what a great town we have.
And then finally, I think it was earlier this month or last month, the staple, the name of the brewing company actually floated away down the Des Moines River, it sounds like.
Yeah, we were very, very sad. I was actually in the grocery store one day, and Nyla Landsperger, who was an old neighbor out in Painted Rocks, had told me that the top of the Peace Tree, the actual sycamore tree that was out in the lake, succumbed to the ice and snow, and the top has floated away. So we were really thankful. We did take all the brewery guys out last summer in a boat and got pictures with them, you know, right near the Peace Tree or on the Peace Tree. But yeah, it sounds like it's gone. There might be still some of the stump down underwater, but we'll see how low the water goes, if we can still see it or not. So kind of a sad thing, but, you know, a good time to remember our history around that area and the tree.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I think that's about it. We just, you know, can't say how much we appreciate all the support the local town has given us. And it's been exciting to draw people into Knoxville. You know, I hear a lot of people when they're out and about, they say they're in Des Moines or something and are talking to people and they say, oh, you're from Knoxville. That's where Peace Tree is. And so, you know, it's just one more way we can, again, kind of get people interested in our town and bring them here as tourists.
All right. Well, Megan, thanks very much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.